This is Daniel Griggs. Thank you for tuning into The Inspire Daily Grind, where we talk about everything entrepreneurship. But we don't focus on just the success, but rather the grind, the hustle, and effort and will to succeed, to bring your visions to life and make your dreams a reality. Thanks for tuning into The Inspire Daily Grind. This is Daniel O. Griggs. Thank y'all for tuning in. As usual, man, thanks so much for your ears. Thanks so much for listening and tuning in. I definitely appreciate your attention. So as normal, I got to go on a little rant real quick and just let everybody know. And this applies to you no matter what you're doing, no matter if you are an entrepreneur, no matter if you're an employee somewhere, no matter if you are a gym freak, if you're a sports, if you're an athlete or whatever it is. Working more hours doesn't mean you're working harder than others or that you're outworking others. There's some people out here working 18-hour days, but they're not focusing on the most important things, or they're only working like 4 out of those 18 hours. Hard work equals results, period. Show me results, not a timesheet. And I talk about that because I see so many times. Now, look, I've mentioned in the past the amount of times I work, the amount of time that I put in on my business, but it was largely based on focus. And if I felt like I was getting off track, like I naturally assess myself for what I did throughout the day. Did I create a sheet? Did I create something that kept me in order? Did I have a routine for my day? Like I keep track of it because this was going to help me stay focused on the most important things. I'm going to focus on the things that's going to help my company grow, keep my team in order, you know, keep me level-headed and understand, like, you need to focus here, you need to focus here for you to get to the goal that you want to reach. So you can't tell me, if I hear somebody say, oh, man, I was working out of the gym for 5 hours the other day. Like, I'm not impressed unless I know, like, hey, how many breaks did you take? How often was you sitting around with your hands on your hips chatting and talking? Like, how much work were you really putting in? Nonstop. And I say that because I've worked 18-hour days for a really, really long time. I've worked 18-hour days. I'm talking about back-to-back. At least 5 days out of the week, I was working 18 hours. 2 of those days out of the week, I was still putting in about 6 hours, maybe even 8 hours on those times. Those was weekends. So I'll knock out some stuff in the morning, spend time with family, and I'll be up for, you know, 4 to 6 hours at nighttime, up to 3, 4 in the morning, knocking out things. I did that for a really long time, and it was tough and it sucks, but I definitely do it now because I think more about quality of life. I personally believe that you have to put in work like that to get to the success that you really want to when you have really high, big goals. But that's another conversation on a different day, different podcast. But the hours that you put in need to yield results. If it's towards your business, the money that you put in is, or the time that you put in, should I say, the money should reflect, period. The money should reflect a lot sooner than later. If you're putting in quality time and quality work towards the things that you should, the money will reflect every single time we talk about business. And you know the reason why? Because business is about making money. I did a podcast about that before. A lot of people do business. You're on social media. Don't get me wrong. Social media is good to go. But social media is to attract people to purchase your product or purchase, invest in your service. You talk about how great you're doing and all these different things. I hope the goal and the end result is for you to draw in more people that are your target audience, to attract them to purchase your product or invest in your service. Other than that, you can't really approach me and be like, oh, or put out things and be like, oh, I'm doing this, I got this going on, blah, 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 if it doesn't yield results, which in business, those results are money. If you're an athlete, whatever sport you're doing, those results will show when it's time to perform. You can be in the gym forever. You can be hanging around the gym all the time. You can sleep in the gym. But if you're not putting in quality work, you will not get the results that you're looking for. You will not see the results that you're looking for, rather be in the short term or the near long term. When I say near long term, I mean, if you're really putting in work and you're focusing, you're going to see some results a lot sooner than later. That was my little rant. Probably went past 30 seconds on that one, but it's all good. But I want y'all to really take away from that. Assess how much time you're putting in on critiquing your craft or on putting time and work towards the most important things in your business. And say, hey, I've been doing this. I do this X amount of hours, X amount of time every day or throughout the week. What's the ROI that I'm getting on my time? Because time is money. And if you exchange that time for the money that you're putting in, you're going to look for a return on your investment. But podcast for the day is something that I really, I put it like this. I can't speak on from a personal sense, but I'll say we got some digital guests on the show today. So I was having a conversation with my wife about a week or two ago. And if anybody that's listening, if you heard of Cardi B, she's a rapper. She's one of the hottest female rappers right now. Well, it came out like a month ago or something like that, that she was pregnant. I heard it on the radio or something like that. And me and my wife was riding and they mentioned it. And I was like, dang, she got pregnant at the peak of her career. And my wife was like, she'll be all right. And so me and my wife kind of, we talked about it and got into a conversation, and it kind of reminded me when my wife was 9 months pregnant, I think with like our second or third child health. I mean, we got three of them, and I forgot which one it came. But anyways, she had a job interview at 9 months pregnant. Clearly, they knew. I mean, it was very obvious. But she had a job interview at 9 months pregnant. They knew that as soon as they hire her on, she was going to be out for like, you know what, just about 2 months on leave. They still hired her. I mean, she had the credentials. She was extremely well qualified, but they still hired her on. And so it got to make me thinking, not the whole show is about women. A lot of it is about women maybe being pregnant or whatnot, or thinking about having a child and how it affects their career. But just different things that come in life that you want to do that can affect your career or affect, you know, the decisions that you make to be able to move to the next steps in your career. And like, is it really a huge impact? Is how important is it? How do you balance it out? And I asked some people online, and I dipped into some of my YEC, Young Entrepreneurs Council. I'm part of the Young Entrepreneurs Council, which is YEC. And I asked some of the people on there. And one of the ladies, Marjorie Jerv Adams, I'm going to read out to you what she said. I asked the question. I asked any women to give their input. And she said, I was definitely nervous to tell our key partners, clients, and employees. We have set up an environment that makes our staff comfortable if they have a baby themselves. So I knew they would do the same for me. It did feel a little as if I was stepping off a cliff when I went out and crossing my fingers. Things didn't get too far off track. Stuff wasn't perfect, but my team was prepared and did well. Customer facing was fine. Some system and back office got off track. Also, this helped me remove some of the tasks I should have been doing because I retrained someone else to do it when I was out. It is much harder to figure out now that he is a toddler. I get much limited time with him since they sleep so much that I find myself working super late or early mornings so I can have extra time with him before and after work. I used to work weekends and refuse to do that anymore now. Sorry, so jumbled, but wanted to get you some quick thoughts out. And I definitely appreciate what Marjorie, maybe I'll try to have her on a podcast to elaborate even more. But that's very interesting. And I asked that because, of course, that's something that I can't relate to. I can relate to it in regards to my wife and work and her being pregnant and having leave and having to go back to work and get into the swings of things. And she's a lead, and she has, you know, people that are, you know, a team of people that she has to the structure. But I was really wondering, like, mentally, what takes place, like, shoot, from an entrepreneur perspective. And I'm gonna have to get someone on a podcast to really elaborate on this. But mentally, what really takes place, not to put things into perspective, but like, hey, I'm pregnant. So there's a lot of different things that can go on with women when they're pregnant, like, you know, there's different, I don't want to say symptoms, but there's different like ways that their body will react to being pregnant. They could be drowsy. There may be a woman that's like on bed rest. I heard of women being on bed rest. From an entrepreneur's perspective, I have heard of women that say, you know, they didn't have a child, or it's like there's never a right time to have a child, or to not have a child, even though I want to have one when I'm trying to build up a company. Because you're never not trying to keep building up. And then it's almost a whole year that you have to be away from it. And I don't want to put it in the perspective of like, oh, you're putting your business above family or anything like that. But it's a tough decision, especially when you invest a whole bunch of time into a business or whatnot. And like I said, I can't elaborate and speak too much on that. I'm going to have someone that comes on the podcast and really gives their, you know, their large perspective toward it. But anything that can affect you, that can take you away from business. I know I mentioned a lot about I have a family, but I had a family when I started my business. And I had to balance things out. But let me track back real quick. I don't like to use the word balance because it can really be, it can be taken into, different people can take it different ways. So this is what I mean by when I say balance. And when you balance out, we'll say family and work. I believe everything is based on the moment. At moments, I'm going to feel like it's more important at that time and at that moment to knock out some work, get a proposal done, email someone, check up on work that's been done throughout the day for my team, or check up on, you know, whatever's supposed to be going on a certain project or on a certain campaign. I may feel like at that moment in time, it's more important to do that. And then sometimes I feel like it's more important at the moment in time to spend time with my family, to wrestle with my kids instead of emailing a client back that's on an important project or something like that. And realistically, not every time will be right. Not every time will be wrong. I may spend time on my laptop or on my phone trying to do some things, and I should probably be playing with my kids at the time. Or I could be playing with my kids or chatting with my wife about something. But at that moment and at that time, I should probably be doing something that's very, you know, important and detrimental to the growth of my company. So I believe it's moments that you really have to. It's literally moments that you have to make a decision, and you can make that decision on emotion. You can make that decision on, you know, just look at it and saying, hey, what's most important right now? But all of these different things goes into, you know, how much time or not how much time, but what's most important at that moment. And if it's going to balance out, because so many people, this is a really tough conversation, because a lot of people are like, everyone knows that your family is going to be most important. And that's the reason I put it in terms of the perspective of, hey, what moment, like, what am I going to do at this moment? Because my family is always first. That's hands down. But I have a business to run. And I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm not scared to say that either. I got a business to run. And I have things to do with that business. Now, like I said, my balance is based out on those moments, but this is the easiest way for me to put it. There are people that go to work that is not an entrepreneur, but there are people that go to work. They go to work. They work from, we'll say, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They get off work. They go work out. They go work out. They probably get to the gym at 5:30, 6 o'clock. They start working out. They probably get there around 6:30, 7 o'clock. They get their kids. They go home, fix dinner, get dinner ready and all of that. And this is a statistic, but I'm going based on average from what I know. That parent will spend, we'll say, 2 hours with their child. They'll actually spend about 2 hours with their child, maybe three, but there's only like within an hour of time that they actually spend. And if they don't have kids, there's only one between 1 and 2 hours that they actually spend with their significant other. Or if they don't even have a significant other, there's only one between 1 and 2 hours that they're going to spend by themselves, like just relaxing, unwinding for the day. So when I look at it from an entrepreneur's perspective, it's almost not much different, because we'll spend a lot of time working on our business and we'll spend 1 to 2 hours with our child, 1 to 2 hours with our significant other. And we try to, like I say, we try to balance out those moments that we spend getting back on our laptop, getting back on our cell phones, making phone calls and things like that. But it's really tough to do. And these are things that, I hate to use the word interfere with your business, but it interferes with your business. But your business is interfering with your family or with your social life or with your relationships. And I remember I had Jason Stubbs with Real Estate Radio. I had him on a show before, and he was saying how he would come home, and as soon as he gets home, he'd go home, tell his wife hi, kiss his kid, go through the back door, go out on the patio, hop right back on his cell phone. And he said he did that for the longest, and then he kind of started to realize, like, man, I gotta quit doing this. And it's a trend now with entrepreneurs. Hustle, grind, hustle, grind, hustle, grind. And it's like that. If you ever hear somebody say, man, I'm sacrificing to make money to take care of my family. But this is what you got to really understand. At some point you get to where you're making good money or you saved up enough money. And then all that becomes is an excuse for you to be able to go and continue to do something else that you're not paying attention to the time that's taken away from your family. This is what I can tell you, that when I grew up, both of my parents worked. Of course, you can know I came up in the 90s. I was in high school in like early 2000s, but I grew up in the 90s. My parents went to work, seen them in the morning. They went to work, came back in the evening time between 6-7 o'clock, seen them at night. The things that I was taught, the things that they instilled in me, I actually learned within that 1 to 2 hour time frame. And this is kind of throwing like a different perspective at it. Neither one of my parents were entrepreneurs, but both of my parents were definitely hustlers, and they came up from nothing. And so I seen them do it. But here's one thing, and I know people hear about this a lot, and I don't know how many people implement it. I know me and my wife implement it very often. Dinner time. We sat down, and only dinner time, we probably spend 20 to 30 minutes sitting down. We eat fast. I'm just going to be honest with you. My kids eat fast. I eat fast. My wife eats fast. But we spend about 20 to 30 minutes actually at the dining table. And I turn the TV off. Usually we'll just have cartoons on because it's all we watch anyways. We'll have it on while we're eating. But I would see my kids kind of eating and watching at the same time. But we even turn that off and talk. And while they act crazy and things, it gets them in a mode, and it gets me and my wife in a mode as well, to just having a conversation and just talking. And that small time frame, there's so much quality and there's so much value within that time frame that it makes a really huge difference. And so when you have to balance out things, like sometimes it's hard to balance. It's like you have to build up to it. And sometimes it's really hard to balance out things, but you have to really use little things like that to take time to work into it. And so the point being, earlier, as I was saying, my parents implemented that, and it wasn't like how homes are built. We were in a trailer house anyways, but it wasn't how things are now, which, you know, you have a home and a dining area is actually like right there by the living room area and everything. No, the kitchen and the living room were completely separate. And the things that we were taught and the things that we were given during that time frame it was just golden nuggets. And even if we just sat there quiet and we were joking around and we just ate, you know, and we had a small conversation with one another, it helped a lot. But, you know, as I go back to the point being with the whole entire podcast is I'm being 100% authentic right now, man. It's extremely hard to balance out those moments with family and with work. Right now, ATX Web Designs, our company is, we've expanded, or we're officially expanding next month, or this month technically in April, to New Orleans and Miami. And for the past about almost 2 months, I've been putting in between 14, 18 hour work days. I've been getting marketing team set up. I've been not getting new systems set up, but to critiquing our systems. I've been on my teams, AWS, all the time. I'm talking about perfecting things. I know I'm getting on their nerves. I know I'm getting on their nerves because I've been nitpicking with every single thing, having team chats, getting on people's cases like, I need these things perfect. I don't need them good. I don't need them great. I need them perfect. Just with all of this stuff, building it out, we're launching a new website, we're doing new campaigns, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I've been putting so much energy into it that I found myself the other day, I was doing something. This is last week. I got home, and I usually don't do this. I got away from doing it. I got home, I got on my laptop, and I was knocking out some work, sending off some emails, et cetera. And I was like, I got to do this. I got to knock out this stuff. I got to dedicate. I dedicated myself to the month of the last end of February, all of March, and most of April. I'm going to be dedicating myself to just knocking out this work, putting in this time and getting things done. Well, I sat down and I started knocking out, and I'm starting to send out some emails, and it's like 6, 7, going on 7 o'clock. And my son sits down, my 6-year-old, he sits down beside me and he gets his wallet. He had money left. He had money from his birthday. His birthday was in March. He pulls out his money. He said, Daddy, can you help me count my money like we did last time? One time before, he pulled out all his money and he was like, he was trying to add it up. And I said, boy, use this calculator. I got my phone. I set my phone down. I tell you, this is how you punch the numbers in. Told him how to do it. He was like, show me how to do it again. So I said, he separated all his money. And then I told him, I said, hold on, Dave, let me get through with this. Soon as I said that and I looked and I was like, man, it's going to take me at least 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes to send out these emails, think about the stuff that I need to pull out, et cetera. And then I kind of stepped away from my laptop and I was still busting out a little bit of stuff in emails, but I focused on my kid at the moment. Like that was one of those times that I'm saying balancing out moments. And that email was very important, but I was like, this isn't my child just want to play. Like my child is asking me, Daddy, teach me. Not like we're going outside playing basketball or wrestling or something like that. But he's like, teach me. And I felt at that moment like my son needs my energy and my emotion right now. And I need to give him most of it. And so I taught him how to, he had some 20s and fives. And he had like $96.79. I like numbers. And so I remembered exactly. But anyways, he had like $96.79. So I told him, yeah, look, separate your 20s, separate your fives, separate your ones, separate your change. Let's count the largest bills first. Put them right here. Type in your 20, hit the plus. Once you hit plus, take one of those 20s, set it over to the side. Do the exact same thing with the rest of them. Move them to the side. Bring your fives over. And the point being is that's one of those examples of at this moment, at this time, he needs my not just energy or focus or intention. He needs my emotion. Because one thing about what people got to really understand is with your career, with your business, you put so much emotion into it throughout the day because you're spending hours on it that by the end of the day, you have a limit on your emotions. Understand that we all have limits on our emotions and how much we can give. You've given so much that you have no more to give to your significant other, to your kids, to your family, to any relationships that you have, or even to yourself. just to unwind. And I'm not talking about drinking wine to unwind, but really just unwind, relax, decompose from the day, or whatever you want to call it. That's an example of balancing out moments to your career or your business and balancing out moments to family. This is a tough subject and everyone has their different perspectives. Everyone looks at it and views it completely different. Definitely gonna have to get somebody on the show. I definitely want to get a female on the show that has a child or whatever, or thought about it, but definitely has a child. And I'm gonna definitely want to get their perspective on it to really give some better insight on it from a different level than I can even relate to or even speak on and have experience. This is Daniel Griggs. Thank you for tuning in to the Inspired Daily Grind. If you have experience with doing anything in regards to balancing out those moments with work and family and life, definitely comment wherever platform you're viewing this on, listen to this on, and let me know. Thanks. I'll chat with you next week.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Inspired Daily Grind. As usual, I'm extremely grateful for y'all's attention, the fact that you even listen to my podcast. Thanks so much. Definitely go and check me out on social media. It's at Daniel O. Griggs across all platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So definitely go and check me out on all of those. I always follow back. Until then, I chat with y'all next week.